Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. Today it's going to be more a bit of beauty power. Yes. Every woman in the world loves to feel beautiful. But what creates that beauty? Is it just ego? No. We have to be aware of how to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And my guest today, Rachel Weisberger, has put together a very interesting book. She's titled it The Biblical Beauty, Ancient Secrets and Modern Solutions. So listen up. You may have some information here that could make you feel better about yourself, especially if you have some particular, challenges? I think that's better than saying problems per se, but where you say, I want to feel better, look better than what I do today. Well, I want to welcome Rachel Weisberger to the show. Hi,
Thank
Rachel.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Now,
it's
you are
pleasure.
A woman who really has been very much involved in the environment of beauty. You have been involved as a cosmetologist, a makeup artist, skincare specialist. You were in the beauty industry for over 20 years, and you also developed your own line of holistic cosmetics. You served as a staff cosmetologist for a major plastic surgery and dermatology center. And interestingly enough, you also were the beauty director of a chain of women's fitness centers. Rochelle, what is it that spurred you? I mean, did you see Elizabeth Taylor and just went, wow, I love how she looked when you were young? Were there women that were images to you that just spurred you to go into this direction? How is it that you evolved into being involved into the beauty industry?
Well, I think it started with myself and my own feelings of insecurity. Growing up, I was someone who was prone to breakouts. I had glasses, you know, buck teeth. And I was surrounded. I was growing up in the 50s. It was a time, a very glamorous time in the country. Women did get dressed up, you know, when you went out to an occasion. You would put on your gloves and a hat. And perhaps one of the most important impressions that I had of beauty was actually watching my mother go through this ritual of making up, you know. And she was a beautiful woman, and she still is at 91. And,
oh, my heaven.
She looks like Greta Garbo in her day. And there was a certain style of makeup then, and I remember just standing outside the door of the bathroom, watching her in a very measured way, putting on the eyebrow pencil, putting up the eyes and the lips. And so this kind of resonated, this impression of being able to transform yourself, to reinvent yourself. And I knew that inside of me that there was a beautiful person waiting to come out. You know, we all have those feelings, but we don't know how to do it. And so over the years, through various the health crisis leading me to explore a more holistic model and challenging yourself and growing and having your family, and it just kind of evolved. And this is, as an artist, I am a painter, I do deal with creating beauty, but even though it's on a canvas, so I kind of transferred my interest, my playing with paints and you know, just creating in that medium and then transferring that to the face. So it was really using the same concepts, but now doing it for a face. But I also knew that beauty was more than your outward appearances. So I wrote the book to present a practical guide and resource. So I wanted women to feel pride in their physical appearance and find satisfaction in their lives really at every age, because beauty can be a sensitive issue for women at each stage of their lives, myself included. And as population is getting older and we see the explosion of the baby boomers, we find that there are no images of older women around. We're all supposed to stay young forever. Mm-hmm. And I think this is sending a bad message to them and to the young people as well.
I have to share something with you. I have a very dear friend who is almost the same age as your mother. I believe that she just turned 90. This is a woman that, when I look at her, to me represents the epitome of grace and loveliness for a woman in her 90s. She has a good physical carriage. She's not stooped over. She has made sure she's kept up an exercise regimen. More than anything, she has just really had a joy about life, and it just reflects from the inside out. Her complexion is lovely, even though her hair, I have to chuckle because she stopped coloring her hair when she was in her 80s, and when she was in her 80s, where she had always had this reddish tone to her hair, which was just the way she had always been. She had a lot of Irish in her. And she looked wonderful, and one day she said, nope, I don't want to do this anymore. And then her hair went to this silvery white, which is just beautiful. And she just takes such a good care of herself. She dresses attractively. She doesn't try to look like a 16-year-old. And I just think it's awesome. I look at her and I go, now this is the epitome. You mentioned your mother and your mother being beautiful. I met a woman 96 years of age who was not of the strength and stamina of my friend. But this woman at 96, she would not dream of going out without lipstick on, without being nicely dressed. She's not wearing high heels, but she looks lovely. I took a look at her and I said, wow, what a wonderful example to the younger generation that this could be, yet you don't see so much of this. It's not emphasized, but we are living longer, and to have gracefulness and beauty as we age is something that we do have to work with. It's just not something you add water, mix, and you've got it. Your book intrigued me because your title was biblical, and I thought, okay, what is this going to be all about? And what it is about, you did some history and some research into history regarding how women of the different cultures that you covered in here. And you went back to Egypt. You went into what they used on their skin, because the Egyptians, that was something that was very, very important to them. Very important. And they lived in a very hot climate. They had an environment, a desert environment, is extremely harsh. What spurred the interest in the past? And then working with the present and the future, what spurred this?
Well, I'm a great lover of history, number one. And so when I explored some biblical passages or some roots, it all led to Egypt. So much of the biblical narrative takes place in Egypt. And so being an art history minor as well when I was in college, knowing their contribution, that it was really something quite extraordinary. So, hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, so it was really something quite remarkable. And the one thing, I want to get back to one thing when you were talking about all these wonderful women. I'll get back to the whole point of Egypt. But the important thing I want to point out now is that maintaining one's authenticity as you get older. We shouldn't. Standards of beauty have been reshaped by different cultures, and they've been reassessed throughout the centuries. So each of us, we have this, our own challenge to find whom we are and to not be swayed by what's going on in the fashion world, what experts are telling us what to do, how to dress, how to wear your hair. So this is a point that I want to bring out that is authenticity. And getting back to the cultures, the Egyptians were, they were the foremost leaders of cosmetics of in the ancient world. And it started about 3,000 BCE that this beauty industry began to flourish. So many of the modern-day practices that we see today are really rooted in ancient time. And I think one of the most important that is relevant for today's woman is that there was an awareness of this relationship between beauty and health. And, you know, the idea that health is wealth was something that the ancients were concerned about because the Egyptians were extremely health conscious, and it was seen in their 15th century medical journal, which was the Papyrus Ebers, and in it, it had medicinal, it dealt with medicinal remedies, therapeutic remedies, and beauty practices then had a hygienic and therapeutic component as well. So this resonates with us today. So many things we see in skincare, many of the practices we're still doing, the makeup, the style of makeup, what, how we adorn our faces, the way we groom our eyebrows, the hair care, even fragrance, all these things were very much in vogue in ancient times and quite sophisticated, I might add.
It's fascinating when we in our world today think that maybe we've invented something new, when actually the roots go way, way back. One of the points of detail that you gave in your book, you talked about the Egyptians and how they used oil. I was surprised to find that castor oil was something that was used on the body, and you said it was the poorer classes used this, an expensive oil for them. And where did they get their castor oil from? Because they didn't grow the castor oil beans. These are legumes, if I remember correctly, and castor oil is really quite thick.
Well, it's from plant. So I assume most of these were plant oils. So this is how they extracted their oils. And this was the source. They used quite a few. They used almond oil. They used also sesame oil. And these are still incorporated, and olive oil. And these are still incorporated in cosmetics today. When you go to the more natural lines, as it seems to be the trend, the green trend, you'll find these incorporated in moisturizers today as well.
What I find intriguing is that they imported. There was trade going on, a global trade of their era. So they would bring in whatever they could from different environments to enhance what they had, just like we do today. And your comment about the oils, the olive oil, there are times that I will just take straight olive oil and put it on my skin because I've become very dry. After a certain cycle in my life, I found my skin became excessively dry, which can happen with women and the hormonal changes that they go through. And it is just wonderful on the skin. If you should happen to rub it around the eyes, it won't irritate the eyes. The body just works with it beautifully.
Well, what I do, you put it on your skin, I put it on my hair. When you're talking about dryness, we know women of a certain age would dry all over. You have dry eyes, dry hair, dry nails, dry skin. So I put it on before I shampoo, almost like a conditioner.
Interesting.
And put it on, and it really leaves the hair very silky. And afterwards, it's manageable, and so it's like a deep conditioning treatment.
That is a wonderful suggestion, and it's not expensive. That's very inexpensive. If someone's on a budget, there are things that they can use. Now, let's talk for a minute
about... that would... Today, we've just incorporated a lot more ingredients. There have been more studies. We brought it to a higher level, this whole idea of what's been called today anti-aging, but I like to think of it as healthy aging. Mm-hmm. And so we can do topical things to improve the look and texture. We can do preventative things like staying out of the sun, wearing a broad spectrum sunscreen. There are preventative things we can do to keep ourselves looking as best as we can. Genetics plays a role, so you better pick the right parents. But there are things we can do. Today, science and with studies, they're finding every day new products, and a lot of them are quite are natural, that seem to help improve the texture of the skin, improve the cell turnover, and a lot of these are plant and fruit extracts as well. So they are things that we ingest and we eat that are good for us. They're finding they're really good to use and incorporate in creams and serums and moisturizers.
One thing that I'd like to discuss, and this is for women more than guys can do it too. It's not a bad thing. The tips that are often recommended for women, men are becoming more conscious about taking care of their skin. They're becoming more conscious. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me, Rochelle? Well, apparently we've lost Rochelle for just a moment, and my engineer, Doug, will be able to reconnect with her. There, are you there? Hello, Rochelle? Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Rochelle, can you hear me?
I lost you, Donna.
Okay.
Hello?
Something's happened to our telephone connection. So...
Hello?
Hello, Rochelle?
Hello?
We're having a challenge. Doug, would you please call Rochelle back because she's not able to hear us for some reason. Okay, we're having a bit of a challenge with the equipment. I don't know what has gone on, but she's not able to hear us. Hello?
Josh?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Rochelle? No, Rochelle cannot hear us, cannot hear me. All of a sudden it was gone. Thank
you.
Hello. We're going to try to reconnect with Rochelle. Something happened to the telephone line where she's not able to hear us. So while she's gone, let me just share with you some, and I apologize for that disruption. Let me just share with you something that I learned a long time ago. And this has to do with skin care. And that is to use some kind of an exfoliant. And I was on a very limited budget, and I thought, well, gee whiz, as a younger person, what difference does this make? And I learned from someone that was in the skincare industry, just like Rochelle said, you don't want to put yourself out in the sun. Now, this is something I was taught when I was being raised in Southern California. You did not go out and bake in the sun because the sun was definitely going to affect your skin. And one story that I have shared with so many young women, because I am fortunate as a mature woman, I have beautiful skin, but it's because I've taken care of it. And exfoliating is a great way to do it. But I'll tell you what really impressed my young mind when I was 16 years old. I had been working outside, and I came into the kitchen at our family's home, and what occurred... Thank you. Rochelle, I was just beginning to share with my audience something that I learned when I was 16 years old. It was a very vivid lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a neighborhood woman that happened to come in to our kitchen in our home. And her name was Norma. She was tall. She was just, in my young mind's view, she just looked fabulous. She was where I was this little short squirt. She was tall, willowy, she played tennis, she just looked absolutely wonderful. She always had a golden tan. We lived in California. But this particular day, when I turned to greet Norma and say hello, I was shocked. Norma didn't have her normal tan. What I saw was a woman's face that was so heavily lined from excessive exposure to the sun. And she had to have been in her 40s. Of course, when you're 16, everybody that's, you know, above 20 is ancient. But I looked at her and I said, oh, my word. I never want to look like that. It impressed me so strongly what I had been told by my grandmother, who was from Virginia, who said that the Southern ladies never, ever put themselves out in the sun. They'd always wear a hat. They always took a great deal of care with their skin. So those two things really impressed me at a very young age. One, you exfoliate your skin, and number two, that you do not put yourself out in the sun. And that visual of what a woman looked like when she was in her 40s, I could just imagine by the time she was in her 60s, if she wanted to have plastic surgery, they probably couldn't have done anything because the skin had already been so badly damaged. So that's right. Something, too, that women are not
absolutely
aware of, men either. If they get a lot of excessive sun damage to their skin, if plastic surgery, if they ever decide to have it, they may not be able to get a good job done because they've damaged the skin so badly.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, people say, well, what's the one, like there's a magic bullet. What is the one cream you'd recommend as if this is going to be the youth restorer? I always say, never leave home without your sunscreen because this is your number one preventative way to keep your skin looking younger and softer and smoother. And we only have to look in recent weeks, the headlines about the New Jersey mom who was the tanning mom, they call her, who I think in 1 month she proclaimed that she visits a tanning salon and she thinks she looks great. Like, you know, you look at her and you go, oh my God. But I have to say that the person, the doctor who brought out Retin-A, which is a wonderful prescription, and it's also in cosmetics known as retinol. It's a derivative of the vitamin A. And this doctor, Albert Kligman, is from the University of Pennsylvania, and he had a quote that I always love to tell women. It's, people who live shady lives have beautiful skin. So, you know, if you want beautiful skin, keep your sunscreen handy, apply it often, and even every day, even when it's rainy, 365 days of the year. It's really your best bet to safeguard your skin.
I do know that in today's world that there is a lot of information coming out regarding parabens in cosmetics, and little by little they're learning how not to use them. And it is part and parcel of what enables products to be available on the shelf. That's one of the reasons that it was employed, because it helps to preserve it. But they're finding that there's a downside to that. So you have in your book a lot of very, very simple exfoliants. I really like the one regarding 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 1/4 cup of sea salt. And you can use it all over your body. Now, you can buy exfoliants at any store. You can buy them in your grocery store. You just need to find one that you really enjoy. But this one with the olive oil and 1/4 cup of sea salt is marvelous, absolutely marvelous. And what it does, it really helps the skin to stay supple. And what do you think about skin brushing? This is something I learned about 5 years ago. I'd never really heard about it before. This is something that a lot of people employ. Do you feel that that's effective also as an exfoliant process?
Well, like with any of these, in quote, mechanical, there's mechanical ways to exfoliate the skin. There's also chemical ways, as I mentioned, with the Retin-A. So these are good, but you have to, there's always a cautionary note to then use any of these, not to overuse. You know, for instance, something with a very rough surface, you know, in one of these sponges, abrasive sponges that you use. It, you know, people tend to overdo, oh, and just a little more, oh, good, good, and you can really injure the skin. So even when using a commercial product, you should make sure to use something like, that it contains something like jojoba beads, which are uniformly round and small, or if they're using seeds or nuts, that to make sure they're really quite small and don't have any jagged edges, that it's gentle enough for your skin. So, you know, this is something that's a personal choice. People who don't have time or don't want to be bothered making a recipe, but you should always look for, you know, good ingredients, and, you know, when you can, eliminate the perfumes and the parabens.
Something I learned about perfume and skin, this just was astonishing to me. I learned this in the 80s when I was traveling over to Hawaii, and I had never realized the impact of perfume on skin. And I was out in the sun. I wasn't out in the sun a great deal because I'm not a sun bunny. However, I found, because when you're in tropical areas like that, you're not going to wear a lot of clothing to cover you because it's too warm. You're going to go with lighter outfit. So I had on an outfit that had a scoop neckline to it. And lo and behold, I become aware of the fact that without realizing it, I had become sunburned. Well, at the time, I was using perfume. I found that the perfume on the skin will create blotches. Now, it wasn't too long after this particular trip that two things happened. Synchronicity is marvelous. Number one, I heard a program where it was told you don't use perfume on your skin if you're going to be out in the sun because it actually will change the coloration of your tissue. The second situation, and all this occurred within about a 2 week to 3 week cycle, I was in a major department store at the perfume counter buying a gift for somebody. And there was this African-American woman that was standing next to me, and we were having the most delightful conversation. And I brought up what I had learned about perfume, how it will, if you're in the sun, how it will actually change the color of your skin tissues. She said, oh, my goodness, that's what's been happening to me. She would spray herself with her perfume or her cologne, whatever it was, and she would go out and she'd bathe in the sun, and what had happened, because of her dark skin tones, she got all of these blotches where her skin was discolored, and she couldn't figure out what was causing it. And from our conversation, she realized she should not use that anymore. And I can remember the interview that was done on the radio show that I listened to. The woman that was discussing this was a scientist, and she said, be sure you put your cologne or your perfume on a piece of cotton. Put it inside, maybe your bra area, something like that, but don't put it directly on the skin, because if you're going to be out in the sun, it will create a change. And I thought, who would have ever imagined that? I didn't have a clue. It happened to me, and it happened to this African-American woman. And both of us, I'm sure, have passed it along, the information, to quite a few people. This is something people don't understand, the chemistry that can affect you, affect your skin, and actually create blotches, just like hormones create. If you're on birth control pills, you'll have blotches that can come out on your skin because of that.
Well, it's also, you know, changing the way perfume interacts with your body chemistry so that your diet affects it. Certain medications, and certain medications may make you more photosensitive as well. So that's something to keep in mind. And, you know, all these things impact the way a perfume reacts on your skin and the way it smells, because when you have a high fat or spicy foods, they intensify your fragrance. So, you know, a change in diet may also affect, you know, change the way your fragrance interacts with your body chemistry. So all these things, you know, you have to learn about and you want to know about before, you know, you're using it. And in my book, I do give a lot of good tips and some of the latest cutting-edge science knowledge that's around. So I think it'll be very informative for your listeners.
I agree. And also, you have some excellent tips on the hair, how to condition the hair. And boy, that is so very, very important. And for those of you that live in real dry climates, olive oil is great. Like Rochelle said, there's so many things that you can use that can enhance the hair so it's not going to break and split excessively. And if you're in more of a, what do I want to say, a moister environment, like up here in the Pacific Northwest, it's obviously a benefit for hair and skin. But regardless, being beautiful is an inside-out job. We want to be able to reflect that beauty even as we get older. So the habits you form when you're young, whether it's with diet, whatever you do with your hair, because if you don't eat well, your body's not going to be able to show and demonstrate. And just like Rochelle said, if you're on medication, that can affect many things in your body. There's just so much, and poor diet. Oh, my goodness. Poor diet has the biggest effect. So you should take care of yourself. Now, Rochelle, I know we're just about out of time here. You have a website that people can go to, biblicalbeautylady.com, biblicalbeautylady.com, and they're going to find all kinds of information here. I do have to say the young lady's photo that you have on the front of your book, even if they airbrushed her complexion, she just looks exquisite. And she has very, very little makeup on, and she's just beautiful. But you also have on the opposite side of her a very ancient drawing, a picture of a woman, if you will. That's what paintings did at the time. They were a form of photography in their era. And it is about biblical beauty, ancient secrets, and modern solutions. Rochelle, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Donna. It was a pleasure. I greatly appreciate it, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Well, you're a delight. Keep up the good work, and you are a lovely example of a mature woman who, well, like your mother, believe in looking as lovely as you possibly can, even as the years keep going on, and that is wonderful. Rochelle Weisberger, Weisberger, her website, biblicalbeautylady.com. We're taking a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm so delighted that you've been able to join me today. And by the way, if you want to call in and chat with me, you can do that as well. Here's the telephone number to call in, 2-888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. And, of course, then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like after I give you my insights. Now, we've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
This is Jill, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
From Connecticut. Well, welcome, Jill. Where in Connecticut?
New Haven.
In New Haven, okay. Well, thank you for being with us this morning. And, Jill, the first thing I'm looking at, I'm getting a bunch of dots. You know how when you do a report, if you want to draw someone's eyes to a certain point, you put a dot in front of it, and it's like a dot here, this information goes down, a dot here, this information. Instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, you use the dots. Well, that's what I was seeing right off the bat. I believe that you are having to prioritize things, and you're having to pay attention to certain particular points of how to take care of those priorities in a time-efficient way and manner. Now, when I'm saying this, I am looking at so many distractions around you. You're apparently in a process of learning a discipline of how to be focused, how not to get sidetracked. And the next two could be 2 weeks. My maximum time would be 2 months, but the number two, you cannot afford to ignore the detail. You must keep your focus almost as if you have tunnel vision. Put those blinders on so you don't let anything interrupt you until everything is in order the way it's supposed to be. There is something about records that need to be taken out of a certain file and appropriately put into proper placement, maybe refiled, so that you could find whatever you needed really quickly. I don't know if this has to do with insurance policies. I haven't a clue. All I know is that this information is important. Don't want to ignore it. Also, what I am looking at is something with your upper shoulders, your neck, the muscles on the head itself being extremely tight. And I think you might be doing something like working at a computer too much, or maybe you go out, you're doing some gardening. Your posture is not what it should be. So the muscles are being stressed, and you need to do yoga, tai chi, qigong, T-tap, something that's going to allow the muscles to limber up. And your physical stamina, muscle-wise, needs to be improved. Because as you are growing older, those muscles, especially in the neck, the head, and the upper shoulders, it's almost like they're shrinking. They're becoming too tight. So dependent on how your posture is, dependent on how much you are willing to exercise to keep your body supple, and you don't have to go out and try to become Miss Athlete of the Year. That's not a requirement. But you want to do something that on a regular basis is going to keep your body strong, supple, so that as you are growing older, you are not going to have problems to send you to the chiropractor every month. You don't need to do that.
Got it.
So start taking care of yourself now. What question would you like to ask me, Jill?
Well, I spoke with you at the very beginning of the year, and you told me it was going to be a bumpy ride until around June, and you were absolutely correct about that. And I'm just wondering at this point in time if you see any job changes or opportunities or directions that I should move in.
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you want a new environment to work in?
I do.
All right. Then I think that's one of the reasons that you have to look at your priority. You really have to focus. If this is what you want, let's say you had been a hairdresser. I'll just use that as an example. And you really loved cutting hair, and you wanted to be in an environment instead of being in a 12-chair styling salon. You really wanted to get some extra training, and you wanted to be in a very high-end styling salon. And so I would encourage you, go to those environments that you would like to see yourself in. Talk to some people and ask them, what do they expect? What is it that they need from you so that you could qualify to be there? Could you volunteer to work with them? What courses do you need to take? What is it that they want from the people that come into this high-end environment? And again, what I'm using is just as an example. And what you would say is, okay, let me learn from the masters. Let me learn from those people that really are considered the best. And you may find that there is a special niche of training that you could get that would make you totally unique in cutting hair. People would say, wow, gee, Jill cuts my hair in such a way, it's just absolutely awesome. Well, you're going to find your niche. And that's what you're looking for right now. So though I use the hairstyling as an example, you need to realize whether it is being a coach, whether it is wanting to be a speaker of some kind, whether it's wanting to be a woman plumber. It doesn't make any difference. You make your choice. And then you have to focus on that. And you must be willing to dedicate yourself to whatever it is that you can learn and you can absorb. You're going to find within 3 months you probably will have a new position. What kind of work are you looking for?
Well, right now we're working for a nonprofit, and I'm working with residents at affordable housing. And I've been doing that for about 3 years. And I'm not really sure. I've got my summer cut out for me because I'm doing a summer youth program for our residents and training counselors and directing them. And so I'm going to need to go. I mean, when you were talking earlier about paying attention and not getting sidetracked, I knew exactly what you meant because that's my future for the next basically month. I really have a lot to get accomplished. But
well, that's
after
wonderful,
that's finished,
though. Stop and think of what you've just said. Number one, you have organizational abilities. Number two, you can take something that somebody wants with a little bit of information and create a program out of this. Not a lot of people can do that. Number three, you've been put into the position of responsibility of directing and coaching other people. That is awesome. That is really awesome. You have demonstrated talents of administration, organization, and leadership. Woohoo! That's terrific. All you need to do now, you need to determine the industry you want to be in.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
No, that's not the hard part. Believe it or not, if you'll take the time to ask yourself, what is it you absolutely love being around? What is it that whenever you see it on television or you have a chance to read about it, man, oh, man, that's it. It could be involving music, the arts, it could be advertising, it could be, you know, cosmetics, it could be anything. What is it that for you, whenever you're in the environment, you just are absolutely enjoying? I know someone that absolutely loved pottery. Now, in their mind, they didn't think they could do anything that would generate a decent income doing pottery. The irony was they developed a process. This was a woman that developed a process in making pottery that was so unique, people ended up paying her thousands of dollars for the pieces. She could sit at that potter's wheel all day long and was happy as she could be. She just loved it. And that's what you need to remember. This is Donna Sebo. Jill, I think, are you still there? I think we lost Jill, but regardless, Jill, if you're listening, go look at what calls to your heart, your mind, your spirit. It'll show you which way to go. Just be willing to listen. Sometimes I think we intellectualize so much. My goodness, I know I've done that. You try to follow someone else's dictums and go, well, I'll copy them. Remember, to find yourself, to really honor who you are, you need to pay attention. You need to pay attention to what really brings you joy, what really just makes your whole being light up. I know of an artist. This was an artist. She couldn't make a dime. She loved flowers. She would just paint them. Well, she tried selling them, and she was excellent as an artist, but it wasn't happening. One day, a friend wants to have a birthday cake for the daughter. She just gets inspired, and she said, how about if I make the cake? So she takes that fondant that you'll see in all these cake decorating things, and she made these flowers and decorated the cake. It was just absolutely gorgeous, and everybody said, wow, how did you do that? She said, well, I love flowers. She decorated this cake with all of these flowers. The children loved it. The mothers went just gaga over it. And guess what? Cake orders started coming in. In a million years, this woman never thought that she would end up making tens of thousands of dollars. It cost $10,000 at the time I found out about this, just for one of her cakes. And it went up from there. Because all of these magnificent designs out of fondant were made. You just have no idea where your talents can lead you. So don't shut the door. Don't be afraid to explore. I've done that. I've shut a lot of doors many times because I didn't know that there were other options. And this case may be with you. So open up your eyes. Look at everything that's around you. You may have a career in the option, opportunity in the option, that will absolutely amaze you. Donna Sebo here. We're going to take a break for just a minute. Don't go away. We'll be back. Give me a call if you want to chat. 888-627-6008. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic. Safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
One thing that you said to me was that you felt that within 3 months I would be able to identify something, and that's your feeling on it?
Oh, yes. I don't think it actually would take you very long. I think you, in
really?
3 months, you probably would know exactly the direction that you'd want to go to. And I actually think it will come out of, believe it or not, the very event that you're working on.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And is it? Can I ask you whether you think it would be nonprofit?
Oh, dear, don't get stuck in the nonprofit syndrome. Don't put a
label on.
Well,
no, I'm not. I'm just...
No, don't
I'm
worry about that. Just keep yourself open, whether it is... A nonprofit, let's get something clear here. That is a title that means tax exemption. If they don't make a profit, nobody has a job. Business is business, period, whether it has a nonprofit label or profit label. So don't get stuck in the nonprofit label.
Yeah, I was actually looking to get out of it.
Well, then don't use it. Don't get caught up with it. It's a habit. Don't do that.
Right.
What you want to do is be in a profitable environment where you can utilize your skills most effectively. Jill,
correct.
I want to thank you for your call there.
Thank you very much.
You are very,
bye-bye.
Very welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and I want to invite you to call in also at 888-627-6008. By the way, let's get on with a summer horoscope because we only did Aquarius and Pisces. So let's go with Sagittarius and Capricorn today. All right, for those of you born under the sign of Capricorn, and these are just little light, little summer horoscope things. You know what? You are really going to be adaptable. Capricorns have always been known for being those little goats, you know, that climb the mountains. They have those little tiny hoofs, and they can climb anywhere and everywhere. They have adaptability, and they handle very rugged environments. They're tough cookies, all right? Do you know what? If you're out job hunting, if you are wanting to make some changes in your life, summer is a marvelous time for you to move forward. Absolutely dynamic. And you are going to find when it comes to money, when it comes to career, you're going to be in a wonderful positioning because your whole attitude about yourself, your life is changing. And you're saying, I am ready to move forward. Again, this comes with the adaptability. And you are going to find that all of your hard work that you've put out, everything that you are investing in for yourself, it is going to multiply your good 1,000 times over. It's just marvelous. Now, for those of you born under the sign of Sagittarius, well, it seems like romance is in the air. But also, something for those of you born under the sign of Sagittarius, if you've had some, well, what do I want to say, conflictive environments with people maybe that have been close to you, relatives, could be friends, you're going to find you're going to be able to iron those out. You are developing a whole new level of communication, and this is going to serve you very, very well. In fact, not only is it going to serve you well on a personal level, but it's going to enhance your professional environment because you're going to be better skilled at interacting with your coworkers and with people that are in management. If you're in management, you're going to find you're going to be able to more effectively communicate with the people around you. You are going to be practical, down to earth, but yet also open and receptive to ideas and concepts that will make harmony in your environment. And by golly, you really need to get out and enjoy your summer, whether it's gardening, you need to just enjoy the environment of nature as much as you possibly can. If you're going to be doing traveling, take time to plan for downtime. You don't have to constantly be doing. Sagittarians have a lot of energy. So you want to be able to use some of your time, vacation time, to ease out of stress. So however that works, if it's walking around the block, great. If it's dancing the tango, however it works for you, you need to unwind so you can build up your energy's momentum and then really move forward doing the things that you want to do for yourself. Vacation should be something that's not loaded with stress, but with enjoyment and pleasure of a moment so that you can get your priorities where you want them to be, right back on track. Now, by the way, I want to let you know who's going to be coming up. Oh, we have such a dynamic listing of guests. By the way, if you want to get my email newsletter, go into my website, check out the newsletter. I'm happy to send it out free of charge to anybody that would like to give me their email address. We're having a problem with the email of Donna at DelphiInternational.com. My server hasn't been able to resolve that yet. So what I encourage you to do is use this email, DonnaSebo@Comcast.net. That's DonnaSebo@Comcast.net. We're trying to get the problem resolved. It may take a little bit of time. So that way you'll be able to reach me and just say, Donna, send me your newsletter. And then that way you get the listing of guests. You also get the listing here on the station. But just know that we have always such fascinating people, I think. Now, Dr. Rob Pennington is going to be with us, and he is going to be just wonderful. But before we get into to Dr. Rob Pennington, tomorrow we're talking with Brian Totter. I was getting a little bit ahead of myself there. Get Thin, Be Happy. By golly, we have such an obsession with weight. We hear all of this stuff about obesity. We go on and on and on and on until it creates a mentality that really is very detrimental. And all of us know we need to move more. We don't need to have a whole bunch of stuff. I really get irritated when I hear about a mayor in New York that says, we're going to make a law where you can't buy certain things. I think that is so stupid. It really is stupid. It means that people are not going to be responsible for what they do. Nobody walks into a store and gets 64 ounces of Coke. without knowing that they're getting 64 ounces of Coke, and it's nobody else's fault but their own if that's what they do. So if they want to be of that dispositioning, they have the right to do that. They can also cut it back if they want. It's personal responsibility, and I don't think you should blame the vendors or anybody else. You walk with your wallet. If you don't want something, you don't get it. Well, Brian Totter, we're going to be talking about his 6 easy steps. And then on Friday, we've got a delightful woman, Marilyn Fitzgerald. We're going to be talking about her book, If I Had a Water Buffalo. This woman has traveled to many third world countries. We're going to find out some information there. Well, my goodness, we're almost out of time. In fact, we are out of time. This is Donna Siebel. I'm so delighted you were able to join me today. Tell your friends about the new showtime and have them join us if we can. Have them do that. That'd be wonderful. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You don't need a government to tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it. You've got something between your ears. It's called a brain, and that's what we're supposed to use. Remember, don't give your power away to others. You have the right and privilege to be who you want to be. You may have to work for it, however. That's okay. It's our job to take care of ourselves. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be talking tomorrow. Look forward to it. 6 simple tips towards being healthy and trimmed. Tune in. We'd love to have you join us. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.